Excuse me, sir. Did you see an old man walk past here? Hello, sir. Have you seen an old man walk past here? He's got grey hair and a beard.
No, I didn't.
Granddad?
What's the matter?
Your father left the house without telling us.
What for?
No reason. He gets like this sometimes and leaves.
Oh, dear Lord, what if he's on the street somewhere? What if he gets hit by a car?
Oh, come on, Mum, don't say that.
Homer, leave her alone.
Oh,
I don't mean to upset her, but she makes me stress more with the things she says.
Nothing is going to happen to Grandpa. Meddy will find him.
Paris 2, my cell phone's in the room. Could you go and bring it for me? When did Meddy leave?
Just before you got here. When you came in, I thought he had come back. Mawson.
Mum, please try to calm down.
Here you go, Dad.
Thank you, darling.
That's all right.
I think I might know where he's gone to. Don't worry, Mum. I'll bring him back.
I love you, sweetheart. I love you, darling. I love you, my darling.
Hello? What happened? Oh, thank God for that. Okay. All right. I'll be there soon. Yeah, I'm coming. Goodbye. Oh. Hi. What happened? Is he okay?
Yes, he's fine. Don't worry, he's lying down. I'm going to go check up on Tuba.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hello, son.
Hello, Granddad. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Where's Aunt Oma?
She went to bed. She's got to get up early tomorrow morning to go to work. I'll go bring you a cup of tea.
Thank you very much. So, Granddad, where did you go? You scared everyone, you know.
I thought Hammer's child was finally born. When I saw Paris too, I realized I'd made a mistake. I wanted to tell Hamid that his nephew had been blessed with a daughter. I got lost along the way. I didn't know where I was. I have no idea what happened at all. Yeah.
Granddad, listen to me, please. I promise you I will find Uncle Hamid and I will bring him back home, okay? I don't want you going after
him again.
But
you can't find him because you don't know where he is.
Do you know where he is?
I wanted to go and ask Soraya. She knows where he is.
She doesn't know either. I've already tried asking.
She knows. She knows. She just won't tell you.
Dad, we'll find Hamid for you. Leave it to us.
Please tell him to come and see me while I'm still alive. Once I'm dead, I'll never see him again. And I'll never rest in peace. I'll never rest in peace.
Don't cry, Dad. Don't cry. Mehdi will find Hamid. Please don't cry.
Hello? Anyone home? Hello there.
Hello there.
Hi, Mom.
How are you?
Here you go, Mom. I'm
fine. What's this?
It's some meat from the sheep that we sacrificed.
Thank you, my dear.
You're welcome. Where's Dad?
He's in the yard.
Why didn't you come?
I'll come when you have your own place.
I hope so.
How's Dad?
Oh, he's good. I gave him a shower after you left. The poor thing was soaked from the rain. He was shivering.
Oh, dear.
I was caught up yesterday, so I couldn't go and pick Mehnush up.
It doesn't matter. I'll pick her up on my way home next time. Don't worry.
What I'm saying is that I was busy. Why didn't Mehnush come there herself?
She came home and saw that I was alone, so she stayed with me.
Thank you very much.
How's your daughter?
She's fine.
Oh, please don't be upset with me, darling. You know that I've got really bad memories of that house.
Are they that bad that you're not even prepared to see your grandchild because of it?
I hope my grandchild will always be happy and healthy.
I'll go call Mehnush and tell her to go with you.
Forget it, Dad.
Why don't you go with her? Go, don't worry about me.
Okay, then. I'll go whenever I feel like it.
Well, actually, I came here on my way home and I thought I'd take you there if you're willing to come with me.
I'll tell Mehnush to come there when she wakes up.
Thank you. I should get going.
Hold on, Mehdi. I'll come down the street with you.
I'll wait for you outside then.
All right,
see
then.
You.
Take care then. See you.
I'll be back in a moment. Let's go.
You know, Granddad hasn't been well lately.
Yes?
I noticed that these past few days, he suddenly forgets everything and goes back to the house in Monterey.
Oh, dear.
He goes back to the time when we all used to live together. Yesterday, he thought Layla, Uncle Hamid's daughter, had been born. He kept calling my daughter Layla. Dad? Dad?
Yes?
You know, the workshop is closed now and you're not really busy. Why don't you go and visit Granddad more often?
Do you blame me as well?
No, of course not. That's not what I meant.
I wouldn't blame you. I'm his son. I have to care about him.
No, that's not what I meant. He's old. What if, God forbid, something happens to him and he won't even...
When I came out of the house in Monterey, I visited him quite often. But Aunt Soraya kept standing in my way.
Thank goodness Aunt Soraya doesn't live there anymore.
She was never nice to me. She thought I was bad luck. She thought I was the reason her husband left. That's why she couldn't bear to see me. I'm not saying it wasn't my fault, son. It was, to some extent. Ever since I was a child, I was in love with a yard in that house. One day I went to visit Dad there on Soraya, took a hose and sprayed water all over the yard and chairs so I couldn't sit. She did it because she knew I loved that yard. It made me angry. I turned to her and said, "You're crazy. You need help."
Oh, dear. You found the flames then, did you?
Oh, I sure did.
Okay.
Anyway, so she became angry at what I'd said to her. She was about to hit me when Dad stopped her. I ran out of the house while she was yelling and screaming. After that, Dad told me I shouldn't go there anymore.
I understand.
I made a promise to myself I'd never go there again. I'd gotten into the habit of not going there even after Aunt Soraya had moved into her own home. I couldn't go back there. There was something in my heart that I could never talk about.
No, I do understand. You might think that I was only a child then and that I don't remember anything, but I swear to God, I remember all the bad things that Aunt Soraya did to us. What I'm trying to say is, though, it'll be really good if you visit Grandma and Grandad more often now. They really need us now. Hello? Hi, how are you? What time? 9 o'clock. Can I come at 10? Goodbye.
Who was that?
Uncle Hamid's friend.
Which friend?
That guy, Mustafa Daneshwar.
Daneshwar? Why did he call you, sir?
Do you know him?
Yes. What did he want?
I don't know. I think maybe he's got some news about Uncle Hamid. I went to see Astolha and he gave me this guy's address. He said he probably knows where Uncle Hamid might
be. No, he doesn't. Your grandfather, Aunt Homa, and I went to see him a few times. He always said he didn't know.
Well, he must have called me for a reason. He probably found something out about Uncle Hamid.
When are you supposed to see him?
10 a.m. tomorrow.
I'll go with you.
Okay. You need anything?
No, son.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Take care.
All right, I will.
Go inside.
Goodbye. See you later.
Need any help?
That's all right, darling.
Why did you come outside? Stay inside.
I was bored.
We'll stay here, dear. Is the baby asleep?
Yes.
We'll stay here, then.
This is one of the things that take me back to my childhood days.
What are you making a fire for?
We haven't got any petrol, so we need to put this under the coals and fan it until we get a fire.
Your aunt is a professional.
Can you answer that, please?
It's Mehran.
Answer it.
Hello. Hi, Mehran.
Hi, Parastu. Is Mehdi there?
He is, but his hands are messy. Hold on a minute.
Hello, Mehran. Go ahead.
Yeah, all good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Can you come to the workshop?
What for?
Our second customer's no good either. He called Saeed and told him he can't come up with the money.
No. I knew it when I first saw him, really. I could tell it by his face.
What's wrong?
Don't worry. Hold this. Listen, Mehran. Listen, man. Mehran, listen to me. I said... Mehran, listen.
I suggest you don't answer Mr. Farney's phone calls for a while.
How come?
We can buy more time from him this way.
We can't. He knows the address of the workshop now. He might come here and then cause the scene. Besides, I really don't want to get sued or go to court or anything like that. He's happy for us to sell the workshop. We just need to give him his money back, so now's the best time to do it. I have to sell the workshop as soon as possible so I can give him the money that I owe him. I'm sure he'd never have agreed to it if he wasn't desperate for the money. I think we should give Mr. Shokri a call now. Hello? Hi, Mr. Shokri. It's Mary Faramund here. I wanted to ask you a favor, sir. Could you please give Mr. Shalki a call and tell him that the workshop is still for sale if he wants to buy it? I know, sir. Well, could you give it another go, then? I'm at the workshop now, yes. Yes, all right. Even if I'm not here, you can tell Ahmad and he'll find me. Thank you very much. I'll make it up to you, sir. Thank you. Goodbye. Oh, Dad's here. Hey, Mehran, I've got to go somewhere with Dad. Do you need anything?
No.
Okay, see you.
Mehdi, are you mad at me?
Of course not. You probably meant well. You wanted to help me out, but... I'm not mad. See you.
See you.
Hello?
Should we go?
Let's go.
See you later,
Armand. See you, sir.
It's great to see you. Here you go.
Thank you.
Emerson, thank you. Your son is just like your grandfather, both in appearance and personality-wise, eh? He's just
thank
like Nematola.
I hope so.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm so glad to see you. Please, help yourselves.
Mustafa, I know you're busy, and I know we came at a bad time now.
Not at all. Don't mention it.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to know whether you found anything about Uncle Hamid. Is that why you called me to come
here?
Well,
I called to...
The last time I came here with my sister, you were really mad at Hamid.
Well, I wasn't angry. I was a little upset. And your father was well aware of why I was upset, too. He said I had every right to feel that way, and I have complete respect for your father.
We're actually here because of my grandfather. We have to take Uncle Hamid back home, no matter what
it takes. Do you think it'd feel better if Hamid goes back there?
What do you mean? Do you think it's better to know or not know about
your
child?
Well, I think every father wants to see his child succeed. If it's the opposite of that, well, they're better off not knowing about it, I reckon.
Why don't you let the family decide about that? I mean, both my grandfather and us want Uncle Hamid to return home. His separation was a mistake from the very beginning, but the problem is not going to get fixed by us not knowing
him. To be honest, I haven't heard from Hamid since I ended my partnership with him. But I know he was great friends with this guy called, what was his name? Arash Kamali or something.
We already know that. Arash Kamali used to work for him.
Yes, he did work for him, but... I think their friendship went way beyond that.
The poor guy was a drug addict, and Uncle Hamid hired him to work for him.
Have you possibly got Arash Kamali's address or anything?
I know the address of his parents' house. The last time your grandfather and I went to his house, we found out that he had been arrested on drug trafficking charges. His poor, disabled mother and daughter were living there. I went there a few times.
I've heard he was released not so long ago, and that's all I know.
I'm certain he doesn't know anything about Hamid. I used to go there a lot, but I never saw your uncle there. Hamid's main problem with Arash was his drug addiction. He even fired him a few times, but he always rehired Arash because of his poor mother.
The main problem I had with Hamid was because of Arash. Arash was a junkie, and Hamid kept hanging around with him. He was always with him. May God bless my mother. She always used to say, a bad person is like rat feces that falls into a pot. You have to throw the whole pot
away.
God
bless your mother, but family members aren't food. You can't just get rid of them whenever you want to. So please tell me, do you know where Arash is living now?
If he's still in that old house, I do know the address.
The only address I know is the one your dad's talking about. I didn't know Mossa knew the place.
Are you okay, Dad?
I'm fine, thanks.
Hey, Dad, what happened? Dad? Dad,
nothing.
Dad, what happened?
It's nothing.
Are you okay? Let me get you some water.
I'm fine.
What happened all
of a sudden?
Sit down.
Mustafa said a terrible thing.
He kept trying to insinuate that Hamid turned into a drug addict.
When did he say such a thing?
He did, son. Didn't you hear how he said it's better for your grandfather not to see him?
Oh, Dad, maybe he did mean that. I don't know. Uncle Hamid's broke now. Maybe he thinks that Grandad doesn't want to see him like that. Look, Dad, if you want to come with me to find Uncle Hamid, there are two conditions. You shouldn't jump to conclusions or get upset like this.
I'm sure he had Arash Kamali's new address somewhere. Let's go back and
I'll
ask
get it
him.
From him later.
Why not now?
Because I don't want you to come with me.
Why not, Mehdi? Hamid's my brother. Oh, dear, oh, dear. So he knew about it and he just wouldn't tell us.
He wouldn't tell you what?
That Hamid's become a drug addict.
How do you know that, Dad? Suppose that Uncle Hamid has turned into an addict. He can't just tell you about it that easily. And besides, Aunt Homer was with you the last few times. He might have told you if you'd gone there by yourself.
Tell me, son, how can people be so cruel? They just want to sit around and watch other people crumble. Do you know how many times we went to see him so he could tell us anything he might know? Do you know? We went there 4 or 5 times. But he never told us anything. He just talked about the money Hamid owed him. If Grandfather hadn't helped him out, he was going to send Hamid to jail.
That's all in the past now. It doesn't matter what happened then. The important thing now is for us to find Uncle Hamid.
What if he's actually become a drug addict?
Well, suppose Uncle Hamid has become a drug addict. Let us find him first, and then we will figure something out, okay?
All right, fine. I won't come. Go get his address from Mustafa.
All right, Dad. I'll be back soon.
How much is this?
These ones are 1,450,000 tomans.
And how much weight does it?
Six people.
Thanks. What about that vacuum?
This one, 850,000 tomans. Excuse me for a minute, please.
I want you to give me Hamid's new address.
I'll bring it to you in a moment. I couldn't say this in front of your father, but you might need to know that Hamid is not the person he used to be.
Tell me, was Hamid taking drugs when Dad came to see
him? He'd only just started then.
Then why didn't you tell him? It was just the beginning. He might have been able to help.
I wasn't certain. What was I supposed to say? I didn't want your dad to hear me tell him that Hamid had turned into an addict. My problem with Hamid was over money. I had arguments with him. What would other people think? That I'd want to humiliate him because of our differences?
I understand. The sad truth is that people usually do things that are to their own benefit only. Goodbye.
Mehdi, please don't tell your father what I told you.
Don't worry, he already knows about it.
Mehdi.
Isn't Manush back from work yet?
Of course I am. Hello?
Hello.
How are you? How's Paris
too? She's good. Go on. Go and put your clothes on. We're going to our place. Don't sit down, Dad. We're going
to
my place tonight.
Let's go to Mehdi's place. What do you say, Mum?
I don't know. You can go if you want. I'm not coming.
Mum, why do you only care about yourself?
I don't care what you guys do. I said whoever wants to can go.
Sorry, Mum, but you do care. You're going to drive us off the wall for a week.
She's right.
I don't need to hear this from you, young lady. You go wherever you want. You do whatever you please. What are you on about?
She goes again, and we haven't even gone yet.
Mom, that is enough. Do people really need to become miserable and turn into drug addicts like Uncle Hamid before you're even satisfied? It's enough already now.
What's
he saying?
Marzen? What's Mehdi saying? How can Hamid be an addict? If it were true, Susan would have asked people for help. She would have told your parents about it. We would have somehow heard about it. Marzen, I'm talking to you. Marzen! Why don't you answer me, Marzen?
Dad, where are you going? Dad!
Marzen!
Dad?
Oh, my goodness. Call Mehdi in and tell him your dad has left the house.
Do you want me to go after
him? No, there's no need. Call him so I can go and see what he's saying. Oh, my goodness. What is he saying? Oh, no. What?
Eddie's not answering. I hope it's not true. If Uncle Hamid becomes a drug addict, it'll make me look bad.
What's it got to do with you?
Mum, come on. Having an addicted uncle is a bad thing. It's not good, is it?
Oh, my goodness me. Everyone in this house just thinks of themselves. If you had any feelings towards your family, you'd never say that.
I didn't say anything bad. Anyone who has a drug addict in their family would get upset by it.
You're just an insensitive person. You have no feelings towards us, let alone your uncle.
Aren't you upset? You're upset, aren't you? I was raised by you, wasn't I?
Oh, don't you give me that nonsense. I raised Mehdi as well, you know.
Oh, Mehdi. Up until yesterday, he was the worst person on earth, apparently, because he was going to go and live in the Monaria house, and he's the good guy now.
Stop arguing with me. I'm no match for that mouth of yours. I can't answer you back. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
That's what you always say when you haven't got any comebacks.
Miran, I'll see you later. Hi.
Hey, how's it going? Everything all right?
What's up?
Nothing.
I don't see you much.
I've been busy. What have you been up to?
Not much. Same as always. What happened with the Memarian guy?
Nothing. Not much news at the moment, but apparently he's taking care of things.
I heard you've broken up with Nazanin.
Are you that bored at university that you sit around talking about these kinds of things?
Miran, Ruzbe. You know Ruzbe, Dr. Ruzbahani's son. I've heard people say he proposed to her. I'm your friend, so I thought it would be better for you to hear it from me than other people. I hope I didn't upset you.
No, why would I be upset?
Do you need anything?
No, see you later.
See you around.
Hello.
Hi.
You okay?
Yeah, not too bad.
Nazanin, my loan's getting taken care of.
That was quick.
Yeah, I found someone to take care of it for me. Once I get my loan, I'll go talk to your dad again. Aren't you happy?
About the loan? Not really.
Why not?
I don't know. I think it's going to be the beginning of your troubles. You've got too little time to pay all the money
back. No, come on. You can't make any moves in life if you think like that. Hey, listen. People were saying that boy, the dean's son, he's been hassling you.
What do you mean?
They said he proposed to you.
Who are these people sending you the latest news? Who are these busybodies?
Nazanin, don't change the subject. Answer my question. Don't tell me because he's the dean's son and he's better off than me that you need him.
Is that what you really think of me, Miran?
That's not my point. I want to know why you didn't tell me about it. Miss Usley? Miss Usley, wait up!
Yes?
Let me drop you off. We'll talk on the way.
The only way you can show your respect to my father is by keeping the promises that you made to him, Miran.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything bad. Let me give you a lift home. We'll talk on the way, okay?
About what, huh? You want to ask about how I reacted when someone else proposed to me?
Nazanin, I didn't mean anything by saying that. I was talking about something else, okay?
What do you mean, Miran? You judge me based on something that other people have told you, and you think that you can fix it all by saying sorry to me?
Nazanin, are we strangers now? I have to hear something like that from other people. Why didn't you tell me?
Because it wasn't important to me, that's why.
But it was important to me. All right, let's stop talking about it. I'm sorry. Like I said before, I didn't mean what I blurted out. Let's talk about it on the way home, please.
Just keep your promise, Mehran. Goodbye, then. Mother! Yes? That's your mid-semester exam schedule. What are you going to do about your exam? They start in a week.
I already know that. I've studied everything and my class grades have been excellent.
Can I sit down?
You don't need permission. Just sit.
Beat, are you mad at me?
Are you kidding me? Why should I be mad?
I don't know.
Don't worry about it. No guy will ever make me really feel upset with you.
I went to see a doctor today.
What kind of doctor?
His name is Dr. Naeem Mai. He's a plastic surgeon, you see. I've heard great things about him, too.
Why did you go there?
I told him about what had happened to your face. He said it's a normal short-term side effect.
That's what I keep telling you guys, but you won't believe me.
But he said if it takes a long time, it means that there's a problem during the procedure and you'll have to follow up.
It won't take long. Look at it. It's already better.
I don't know why you did this. There was no problem with your eyelid or eyebrows. Why did you do it, Beta?
You will know why I did it once it's all nice and healed.
Where was Mom?
I don't know.
Hello?
Hello?
Give it to me, Mum. Just now.
When did you get home?
Yes.
She can't leave the house after what she's done with herself.
Mom?
Oh, dear Lord. What am I going to do with that girl?
Come on, Mum. Let her do what she wants. She's the one who's going to suffer the consequences for what she's done to her face.
Am I not allowed to care?
Yeah, why not? When she goes back to university and people laugh at her, she'll realize her mistake. She won't listen to you right now. She'll just do whatever she wants.
Wait until you become a mother, then you'll know what I'm talking about.
I understand where you're coming from. I've been thinking about Beta all day. I was in such a bad mood that no one would dare talk to me at all. Mother, listen to me. There's absolutely nothing we can do about it right now.
I don't know who she's taken after. Why did she do that to herself? I was never like that. I never did anything like that.
She'll get better. It won't stay like this forever.
How long will it take to heal?
I don't know. I read on the internet that it takes about 3 or 4 months and then it becomes a bit more normal.
A bit more? No. It's your father. He wanted to come and pick me up so we could go to grandmother's.
What's wrong with grandmother?
She's caught a cold. We're going to go and see whether she can come and stay.
Is it here? Do you know which unit they're in?
No, but I was with him once when we had to go get something from his house. I saw him go in there.
Well, how do you plan on finding this unit now?
That's not a problem. Are you scared? No. Why should I be scared? You want to go back? No. What are you doing? Let's go and come back whenever you're ready. I am ready. I'm just thinking that, well, what if we wait a few days and see whether he'll give me the money and then come here? Wouldn't that be better? A few days. Even if you wait a few months, Farad will not give you any money. You know that yourself. I think you're still scared of him and you're not prepared to do this at all. Hold on. I am not afraid of anyone. Hi, excuse me, is Shayester home?
You've got the wrong unit.
I'm sorry, isn't this Mr. Fani's unit?
No, ma'am. Bring unit 6.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hold on. Can you please leave the door open? I want to go see Shayester. I really want to surprise her, you see?
No worries. My name is Roya, and you can say hi to her for me.
I will.
Go ahead. Go inside.
Hello?
دست تو از دستم نگی، طاقت ندارم این دوری رو از سر بگیری، کم یارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنینیست، شاید فراموشت شده یک اون کم نیست، این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست، برگرد امشب دیگه داره دیر میشه، آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه، این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرنگ میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی، از دست میره، راضی نشو دور از همه قلبم بمیره غربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه یه خوشبختی یا بستی یا رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی